You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Author Channel, your EPN location for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Mr. Steve Snyder, immediate past president of the 306th Bomb Group Historical Association and author of Shot Down, The True Story of Plot, Howard Snyder and the Crew of the B-17, Susan Ruth. Mr. Snyder, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
And it is with great pleasure to have you with us today. Really appreciate your time. Looking forward to hearing from you as well. So first of all, how did you come to write the book, Shot Down?
Well, I knew the basic of my dad's World War II history growing up. I knew he was a B-17 pilot. He was stationed in the 8th Air Force in England. His plane was named the Susan Ruth after my oldest sister, who was 1 year old when the time he went overseas. And he flew bombing missions over occupied Europe and Germany. And on February 8th of 1944, his plane was attacked by two German Focke-Wulf fighters and shot down. Five of the crew made it back home, but five of them did not. Fortunately for me, my dad was one of the five. After he bailed out, he was missing in action for 7 months, but he evaded capture. He was hidden by Belgian people for a while, then he got tired of hiding. So he joined the French resistance and started sabotaging German convoys, and then eventually made it back to England. But it wasn't until I retired in 2009 that I really had the time to delve into my dad's war history in more detail and learn more. At that time, I had no intention of writing a book.
Yeah, certainly an interesting time in history. And writing a book during that era and on that history is already interesting. If you would kind of briefly get into what your book is about.
Sure. Well, the first half of the book builds up to the day that the plane was shot down. And the second half of the book is all about what happened afterwards, because something different happened to each member of the crew. It's just not about my father, but it's about what happened to each member of a 10-man B-17 crew. And it's also about the courageous Belgian people, members of the underground, that risked their lives trying to help them. It's all based on firsthand testimony by the people who were involved in the events that took place. What I added was just a great deal of historical information and anecdotes about and surrounding the war to put it in context and give it background. I even found the German Luftwaffe pilot that shot down my dad's plane and interviewed him for the book.
Wow. That is incredible that you were able to get an interview of that sort. Very interesting. I think folks are ready to just get that book right now, as well as I am. Now, what was it like to fly combat missions over Europe?
Oh, gosh, it was brutal. There were 26,000 men that died in the 8th Air Force. That's more than the entire Marine Corps fighting in the Pacific. Another 28,000 became prisoners of war after their bombers were knocked out of the sky. Being a combat crewman in the 8th Air Force was the most dangerous duty assignment in the United States military during World War II. They had to deal with enemy fighters. They had to deal with German anti-aircraft fire, flak. They had to deal with the elements. Those planes weren't pressurized back then. They had to go on oxygen above 10,000 feet or else they'd pass out and die. And it was minus 40 to 60 degrees below zero in those planes. So frostbite was a huge problem. It was dangerous from the time they took off to the time they landed.
I'm sure it was. And again, what a time in history. Today we're joined by Mr. Steve Snyder, immediate past president of the 306th Bomb Group Historical Association, and author of Shot Down, The True Story of Plot, Howard Snyder and the Crew of the B-17. Susan Ruth here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Mr. Snyder, how did your dad's plane get shot down?
Oh, they were on a bombing mission to Frankfurt, Germany, and they dropped their bombs successfully. But their bombardiers got hit by flak, and they couldn't get them back up. And as a result, that caused a drag on the plane. They lost airspeed, and they started lagging behind the formation that was heading back to England. And they were singled out by two German Focke-Wulf fighters, 190 fighters, who came in. And in the ensuing air battle, the Susan Ruth was shot down. Two of the crew were killed in the plane. The other eight bailed out successfully. But both those German planes were shot down as well. One was shot down. One was piloted by Siegfried Merrick. His plane crashed, and he died in the plane. And the other pilot was Hans Berger, who was able to bail out and made it through the war. And Hans is who I found and interviewed for the book. And he gave me some wonderful insight that's in the book about what it's like to go up against the Eighth Air Force. Hans is still with us today. He's 95 years old, lives in Munich, Germany, and we've become friends.
How neat is that? Good stuff there. What happened to your dad after he bailed out?
Yeah, he was the last one out of the plane, being the first pilot. He was commander of the plane and the crew. He parachuted out. He landed in some trees, and his parachute got caught up, and he was dangling 20 feet off the ground and couldn't get down. But fortunately for him, a couple young Belgium men, Raymond Durvan and Henri Franken, came to his rescue before the Germans got to him. That happened about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They told him to stay put, and they come back that night to get him because it was too dangerous trying to move him during daylight with the German patrols in the area. They came back that night, got him, and took him to the farmhouse of Raymond Devan and his parents. He only stayed there one night because it was too dangerous to stay there any longer. And then after that, he was moved from place to place to place. How long he stayed in any given house depended on how brave the Belgian people were who lived there and how dangerous the underground thought it was for him to stay there. He might stay at a place one night. He might stay there 6 weeks. But finally, he got tired of hiding, and he decided to join the French resistance, the Mackie, and started fighting against the Germans and sabotaging German convoys, which was quite a decision to make. Because he could have just stayed put and waited for the U.S. armies to come up through France after D-Day to liberate Belgium. But he decided to get back into the fight and risk his life doing so. Not only could he have been killed fighting against the Germans, but if the Germans had captured him, they would have shot him on the spot as being a terrorist or a spy. That took a lot of courage and bravery to do that.
And that is quite a story, and I can certainly understand why you were prompted to write this book and your affiliation with the 306th Bomb Group Historical Association as well. And we really appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today. In conclusion, all in all, what do you want readers to take away from your book?
Well, there was no other event in history that affected more people than World War II. 60 million people died. Millions more were wounded. Millions more were left homeless and displaced. It changed the course of America and the United States forever. And the brave young men who fought and died for freedom are, in my opinion, without a doubt, the greatest generation. And their sacrifice must never be forgotten. They saved the world from tyranny. And my tagline or kind of motto is that it is our duty to remember. So I just want people to that read the book to appreciate that the freedoms we have today are because those brave men gave their lives during World War II. There were 16 million veterans, World War II veterans, and less than 4% of those men are still with us. And we're losing them at a rapid rate. It's been over 70 years since the war ended, and you know it's fading in people's memory, and we cannot let that happen.
Well, Mr. Snyder, we certainly appreciate what you do and for writing this book and helping us to remember through the book Shot Down. I can't thank you enough for that as well. Tell us, if you would, Mr. Snyder, where can people buy your book and get in contact with you as well?
Most people get it on Amazon. Over 50% of all the books sold or purchased are on Amazon. So it's available as a hardcover book, a paperback book. It's available in all ebook formats. The advantage of the print book is that there's over 200 time period photographs in the print book, so you can visualize everything that you're reading about. It's also available as an audio book. If anyone wants an autograph copy, they can go to my website and obtain one. My website is Steve Snyder, Snyder, author.com. Steve Snyder, author.com.
Well, that certainly works. And again, we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Well, thanks for having me on your show. I enjoy it.
And I thoroughly enjoyed it as well. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Mr. Steve Snyder, immediate past president of the 306 Bomb Group Historical Association. He's also the author of Shot Down, the true story of Plot Howard Snyder and the crew of the B-17 Susan Ruth. And for further details, simply visit SteveSnyderAuthor.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.